There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What we're talking about here is, well, Google apparently, well, Google manipulates search results, but they manipulate them in a way to sort of provide you better customer service. Now,
so is the claim.
Well, that's the idea, and hopefully that's the case. Now, we did get some advice on...
The evil Google is in your results, manipulating your brain.
If you don't like it, use startpage.com. However, a lot of people use Google, so we're talking about sort of the news as opposed to the solution. And what the claim is by this study is that without even trying, apparently, Google could potentially sway 20% of the electorate to vote sort of in a different way, thus changing the results of American elections. And
potentially one quarter of all elections worldwide.
Yeah, you know what? And if you're going to stop Google from doing that, you know what? Then I think you need to stop MTV's stupid Rock the Vote campaign and every other Get Out the Vote campaign that exists, period. Because you know what? That also sways elections with low information, stupid people who come to the polls, who don't know what they're doing and shouldn't be voting in the first place. So if you're going to stop Google, you should also, you know, and people who sit around reading the news and get influenced by Google, well, you know what? You should also stop the people coming to the polls who don't sit around reading the news. Those people maybe shouldn't be voting at all.
I've never been very fond of the Get Out the Vote campaigns because, right, like you say, it brings these low-information voters to the polls. And, I mean, what do they have to add, really?
Yeah. And I hate using the phrase from, you know, Republican talking points, which is low-information voter.
I've heard Democrats use the term, too.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate. You know, I think it's a pretty accurate phrase. There's just some voters out there who are just dumb.
Well, I mean, if you gave the citizenship exam before people were able to vote, right, I think you'd find that a certain percentage, and I would imagine that percentage would be double digits, of people that vote couldn't pass the citizenship exam as it is given to people who are then, you know, born outside of this country that are then able to vote after they take it.
I think you could eliminate a massive amount of the voting population simply by asking, who's the vice president?
If they couldn't answer that question, I think that they would disqualify them.
My senior year of high school, the first thing that happened in my government class was the teacher passed out this pop quiz just to see where everybody is. And, you know, didn't really think anything of it. Took the quiz. And then, you know, one of these, because it doesn't count towards your grade, you know, like pass it to your neighbor on the left, you know, grade it, hand it back, blah, blah, blah. So after the scoring, she says, everybody that got over a 75, raise your hand. About half the class raises their hand. She said, congratulations, you just passed the U.S. citizenship test. The rest of you failed. So that was about half. And I would imagine that because that test has been changed a little bit and a lot of people are really, really dumb, that it would probably be well over half that would fail that test.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, those dumb people would certainly know their favorite sports teams or their favorite actors and actresses. It's where their preferences lie. And if you don't, if your preferences don't lie...
I'm not suggesting that doesn't necessarily make them, you know, like... I mean, it's not a comment necessarily on their intelligence per se. You know, yes, I'm saying they're dumb. What I find to be dumb, the activity that's dumb, and not necessarily the person that's dumb, is if you aren't involved, you shouldn't vote. You're not involved. Stay uninvolved.
Right. If somebody asked me to give them advice on brain surgery,
right,
I would be a fool to give them advice. I would have to say, the first thing I'd have to come to my mind, look, I'm no expert on brain surgery. The first thing I'd do is start, I'd start with some internet searches and see what, the results would be. You shouldn't get your information from me on brain surgery.
So the next thing that I was going to say is the next question, besides, you know, the one question, so you should be able to, you know, qualify someone for whether or not they should be able to vote, is the first question that I thought was like, hey, do you know who the vice president is, right? Then the next one that came to my head was, you should be able to answer who your state representatives are. And then I thought, wait a minute. Do I actually know the answer to that question? And I'm not sure that I do.
I could do it on a multiple
choice. Gene Shaheen and Kelly Ayotte?
I think Shaheen might be a senator. But
Shaheen is U.S. senator. Kelly Ayotte is a U.S. senator.
And those are the two senators for... Are they U.S.?
They're U.S. senators.
For New Hampshire.
For New Hampshire.
And those, we only have two because...
Right, but they're not your state representative.
Right.
Oh, I meant to say
you said state representative, and then you named U.S. senators.
Yes, yeah, I meant
senators. So you failed your own test.
I meant to say senators, because there's only two of those. And some states have a massive amount of representatives, so I just mean I meant senators. Yeah.
Right, but... Each person would only have one member of Congress as a member of the U.S. House.
They're local, yeah. They're local.
So, you know, like if you ask somebody in California and...
Who's your local representative, yeah.
Right, like if they named off, you know, the guy from Sacramento and they live in San Diego, well, sorry, you got it wrong.
Okay, Daryl, you would probably be... I don't even know if Mark would know this one, maybe. Do you guys both know who the representative is for Keene?
The state rep or the congressional rep?
Let's say both.
Are we talking about U.S. or state?
He wants both, and the answer is I could tell you all three of my state representatives. I could tell you my member of federal Congress.
Can you, Mark?
I don't remember what the rep is for.
I'm holding our own feet to the flame here.
Yeah, I don't think I can tell you what the rep is for the 2nd District of New Hampshire right now.
Annie Custer.
Custer, that's right.
She was beaten by Bass. She beat Bass. So
they flipped it back and forth a couple of times over the last several terms.
So is that our state rep or is that the
federal?
Federal, okay. So then what's the state rep?
There's
seven of them.
Well, Keene, there's two that represent the entire city, and because of this weird multi-member district thing and floatoral districts, there's also one state rep for the ward that you live in. So your ward representative is different than mine.
Right.
You're in Ward 5, so you have Cynthia Chase.
Hold on, guys.
Who is the woman. Hold on. I'm going to tie this in. She's the woman that said that the Free State Project is the biggest threat to the state of New Hampshire.
It's in my ward.
And the Free State Project is why we're all in New Hampshire. We are part of the hopefully 20,000 people to sign a statement of intent saying that we will exert the fullest practical effort to create a society in which the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property. You can get involved at freestateproject.org.
I think we have demonstrated, however, that even pretty involved people...
We are way more informed than the average person.
And the average... And we don't know who the reps are necessarily, right. In a given area. And I mean, that's something that maybe that would be the test. I don't know what the answer is, but it seems like to me the citizenship test is a way for us to determine, for the United States government has determined whether or not somebody is qualified to vote who is born outside of the country. It seems to me that it's a poor system to say if you were born inside the country that you need no qualifications to vote, if people who are born outside the country do need qualifications to vote. So that's my opinion. Obviously, there's a long history of, bigoted use of poll tests and that sort of thing.
Yeah, apparently I'm a bigot because I think that the qualification to vote should be you own land.
That's the old one. What about New York City? Nobody in New York City would be able to vote.
The people who own the properties in New York City would be able to vote.
They probably don't live there.
Oh, well.
They're probably from China.
It may be true.
Lots of Chinese are buying property in order to invest.
Let them vote.
I don't know that that's
they have an interest.
I don't know that system works anymore.
I think it does. They have an interest in what's going on. They should be the ones who are able to vote. They have an interest in making things work. They own the property here. Sure, let them vote. They have skin in the game.
Well, so do renters have skin in the game.
I don't agree.
Well, they're paying taxes of all different sorts. It's not just property taxes.
Not directly.
They're paying other taxes, income taxes,
fuel taxes, sales tax.
You know, the government levies all kinds of taxes on renters that,
But they aren't the ones that are making the decisions. And if, the property owners want to keep those renters around fueling their property ownership, then they're going to make the right decisions.
In theory,
if they don't, then they lose their money.
Some landlords aren't exactly, all peaches and cream to live with either.
and they'll lose out.
Well, they get the low-value renters, I guess. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about what is on your mind here on this live edition of Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. It's a decision we've made at our house. You know, a lot of people's hands have been forced with Obamacare to do something as far as health care goes. And, you know, that we were one of those households. Liberty Health Share, what it is, it's a health sharing organization as opposed to an insurance company. And for us, it was about half the price of health insurance. Now, what they do, they don't provide less service or anything like that. They actually provide better service. It's just they cut out a lot of the overhead. You are teaming together with other people who share your values to help them pay their medical bills, and they help you if you need it too. So that's essentially how insurance works, right? Well, these health sharing organizations give you a lot more power in this area, and they're completely within the confines of Obamacare and all state laws. So check them out. It might be right for you and your family. LibertyHealthShare.org. It's LibertyHealthShare.org, and the number's 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY, LibertyHealthShare.org. And so far, you know, we've been pretty happy with it. Let's go to Nathan calling in from Texas. Nathan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
All's well.
I do, just on the other point, I do like this combo a lot. It's I think it's the best non-Ian combo that's on the show.
Isn't it the only non-Ian combo?
Well, yeah, it is that too, but it is also very
the only current non-Ian combo. There have been non-Ian combos in the past.
There you go.
I like non-Ian combos too. I particularly like the pizzeria flavor. That's,
there you
that's
go.
A good combo.
Combos.
Yes. And also the other thing is that if you have one alternative search engines, there's also IX Quick, which is same people who do Startpage, but it doesn't use just Google.
Or so. DuckDuckGo.
Yes. They're not as good as Google, but you know, if you need alternatives,
none of them are as good as Google. Well,
Startpage is for me the easiest one to remember. So,
that's yeah, just, and if you have Firefox, Mark, you can actually at least on mine, when you type in something, and it'll automatically bring up a little selection, so you can just click on the Startpage icon.
Okay.
The nice thing about, you know, using actual Google is that those customized search results are customized based on your preferences, so you will like them better. Generally, that's why I like using actual Google.
I have three browsers open at any one time, so I can get different search results based on different criteria.
Yeah, that's good.
What's on your mind, Nathan?
So I came across an interesting story. I thought this might pique Daryl's interest since he's into law and law cases and that sort of thing. You've heard about the lifeboat scenario, correct? Where, you know, two or three people or something are in a lifeboat and there's only so much food and, you know, what do you do if you can't survive for so long and this sort of thing? Well, apparently there was an actual court case in common law in the United States which addressed this. And this was called U.S. versus Holmes, 1842. Are you familiar with it, Daryl?
I cannot say that I am.
Okay. It was presided over by a Supreme Court justice at the time named Henry Baldwin. And the claim or the facts of the case were that a ship called the William Brown was carrying 80 passengers in the North Atlantic when it hit an iceberg. And there were only two lifeboats. The captain took the small one with some of the mates, and I think they tried to cram some people into the other one. And the problem was that the other one couldn't float with so many people on it. It was 22 feet long and had 40 people in it. I don't know if that's a lot. I'm not a boating guy.
That sounds like a lot of people on like a 22-foot boat.
Right. Okay. And it was leaking, and there were bailing water. I guess that means removing water. And so one of the mates ordered some of the passengers to be thrown overboard.
Wow.
And eventually they were rescued by some kind of fishing boat from Canada or something. And when they got back to the mainland, the only person they could locate to put on trial was a man named Holmes. And he was ultimately sentenced. This is one of those these big, you know, I don't know if you call them celebrity trials or cause celebres, you know, kind of like the O.J. Simpson trial today.
Yeah, I imagine it's a pretty big deal.
Right.
You start to order passengers to be thrown out of the lifeboats. You would think that the captain and the crew should go down with the ship if there's not enough room in the lifeboats.
Well, you would think. I don't know how that works, if that's like a law of the sea or if the captain can get his own, because there were two boats and the captain took one with some of the crew and there were just some first mates or whatever on the other one.
Yeah.
And this gentleman Holmes, can you guess what his sentence was ultimately determined to be?
12 life sentences plus 3,300. Oh, wait, no, that's another Holmes.
I don't know how the hell
this guy Holmes,
this.
I have no clue.
Well, they reduced the charges to voluntary manslaughter and gave him 6 months and $20 fine. And then the president commuted his fine.
Okay.
Pretty minor as far as punishments go. What were the circumstances? Now, did Holmes, was he the one that ordered the passenger?
Well, that's what I couldn't tell from the article. He just happened to be the only one they could find to prosecute, I think, is what happened. So, like, the mate that was on the boat ordered the other mates to start throwing passengers overboard. So,
I see. So he actually did kill some passengers.
That seems to be the facts of the case.
Yep.
So
it's difficult to get sentenced for voluntary manslaughter if you didn't kill some passengers, right?
Right. So, you know, there you go. So if you're on a cruise ship in the United States and you're under United States legal jurisdiction, I guess that's something that can happen.
Yeah. So what's the precedent from this? What did it what was the result? I mean, you're not allowed to do that, apparently, because he was charged.
Well, he was charged, but, I mean, he wasn't charged very seriously, I guess. The only quote it has here
from... If you get convicted of voluntary manslaughter right about now, things aren't going to be so good for you.
I would guess not. I wonder if it was a... Can you be convicted of voluntary manslaughter in federal, or is that like a state thing? I wonder if there's...
If it's maritime, it's going to be federal.
Yeah, good point. But, yeah, I mean, the only quote here in the article that I'm reading is something about the judge saying that... that the person, the selection should be random because it's basically an appeal to God. So I don't know if that has any legal force.
Oops. Shoot.
Why? You were like, get out of this boat.
It was random selection.
I had my finger on the trigger there, and I guess I just blew him away. Well, anyway, he's done. What are you going to do?
So, real quick, let's get back to the Google thing and explain how the let's explain how the researcher came to the conclusion that Google, or in theory any search engine, can sway election results. He says, in our basic experiment, participants were randomly assigned.
I'm sorry. Now I'm wondering, can Google decide who gets thrown off the boat?
You should Google that and tell us what it says. So they randomly assigned people to one of three groups in which search ranking either favored candidate A, candidate B, or neither. They were given brief descriptions of each candidate and then asked how they liked and trusted each candidate. And then they were given 15 minutes in which to conduct online research. And I will tell you what happens when we come back.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Bitcoinist.net is the ultimate resource for Bitcoin industry news, reviews, education, the latest in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. They're a prime online destination for information about the Bitcoin and digital currency industry. Their website integrates a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news. They also aim to cover fintech and blockchain tech as well. Bitcoinist has very sophisticated Bitcoin network statistics, a solid beginner, and they're great, by the way, to go check them out. I've had a chance to browse through, and it's always interesting, the statistics that they have. They've got a great beginner's guide, too. Bitcoinist.net. They aim to serve from the experts to the beginner. Bitcoinist.net. Daryl, wrap up this article about Google being able to control the world.
Right. So the experiment that was done by the person writing this article, they had three groups of people. They were randomly assigned search rankings that favored either candidate A, candidate B, or neither of the candidates. The participants were given a brief description of each candidate and then asked how much they liked and trusted each candidate and whom they would vote for. They were then allowed up to 15 minutes to conduct online research. on the candidates using a Google-like search engine that was created by the researchers that they called Kadoodle. Each group had access to the same 30 search results, which were all from actual websites from previous elections. The only thing that differed between the three groups was the ordering of the results. People could click freely on any result or shift between any of the five different result pages, just like you can on Google. When our participants were done, we asked them those questions again, and voila! On all measures, opinions shifted in the direction of the candidate who was favored in the search result rankings. Trust, likability, and voting preference all shifted predictably.
This story is so bizarre to me because there's like no amount of shifting search results around that would make me change my mind about a particular candidate. Like, I know in this election...
But you're not an undecided voter.
Yeah, it's true.
This is one of the
difficulties. They're talking about undecided voters that can be manipulated.
Right.
This is one of the difficulties of sort of the voting, the mathematics of voting. For every person who's thoroughly involved and has a preference and has good reasons why they would have that candidate, there's somebody out there that said, whose mom or brother or sister said, you know, you really got to go vote. And they go and vote and they don't know what the heck they're doing. They just vote for, you know, some candidate. And they.
I've heard this guy's name before.
I remember talking to a girl that said she was going to vote for George Bush because he's so handsome. Yeah. I mean, really, that was her reason. You can vote for whoever you want because they're handsome, but because they're handsome is a terrible reason to vote for them, right?
Right. And I would say that this also sort of shows...
Did you say anything to this girl? Like,
I said that was a terrible reason to vote.
Okay, that's it. That's all
but
you
she
said.
Giggled.
Okay, and she giggled. And then you're like, okay, that's fine.
But she was going to go vote anyway. What else am I supposed to do?
Sure.
At that point?
I don't know. I'm just wondering if... my response probably would have been like, you're a terrible person.
Why? I mean, they tell everybody that everybody's got to vote.
Because you're deciding what happens with other people's lives. You're directing men with guns to do horrible things to people. And if you participate in that without knowing what you're doing, you're a terrible person.
Well, people do that all the time.
And there are a lot of terrible people out there responsible for the mess that we're in.
Yeah, well, that's kind of the definition of voting is that you're going to pick politician X to enact violence upon the people you dislike and try to get the policies through that you do like. I think that there's a pretty good argument out there from the non-voters that that voting for a politician might be something that, because you can never guess, because you can never tell what a person's going to do, might be immoral. Certainly, they can't make an argument that voting in sort of referendum type elections is immoral. I have yet to hear somebody make that that argument. But
I've actually heard people make that argument.
I've heard them try.
It's not a very good argument, and it's not very well thought out.
The only thing I've
heard... claim is that if you vote, even if the two choices are raise taxes, lower taxes, if you vote to lower taxes, but raise taxes wins, because you cast a ballot in the election, you somehow are culpable for the decision that was made by people other than yourself.
I don't see how they can possibly make that argument.
I've heard people, there have actually been people tell me that it is my fault. Me, I am the sole person responsible for Barack Obama dropping drone bombs on people in the Middle East. Because I voted for none of the above.
Yeah. It's like that's like saying like, oh, a group of 12 people or whatever get around and they are all saying, we're going to vote now on whether or not we should kill you. And you say, don't kill me. Somehow you participated in your murder.
I've like, heard people make that claim.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous claim. And if you've got it, if you believe that you can make that better than Daryl did just now, you can call us at 855-450-3733. Or LRN.FM on Skype. What I've noticed is the principled non-voter stance. They tend not to listen to Free Talk Live too long because we're just not radical enough for them. By the way, the show that gets kicked off of radio stations for being too radical is not radical enough for somebody who cannot articulate why they should one should not be able to vote in an election.
And I've heard people make the claim of, well, if nobody shows up, then nobody gets elected, and therefore government disappears, which is absolutely not true.
Nope.
There have been elections where nobody showed up. The government did not go away because there are procedures in place for tie votes. 0-0 is a tie vote. They either cast straws, they draw numbers out of a hat, or in the case of some school district just outside of Roswell, New Mexico last year, because only a third of the seats were up, the remaining two-thirds of the school board appointed the three candidates to the school board.
I would like to see this in action. I would like to see D's Nuts win. And
D's Nuts was 15.
He's so 15.
And that's why I would like to see D's Nuts win, because D's Nuts is 15.
And can't take the...
And can't take the thing. So if D's Nuts wins, you'll see exactly what happens when the vote... is
yes,
mostly tossed out.
You will see the U.S. House of Representatives deciding who is the president.
Yeah, it's
because that's the procedure set up if nobody gets an electoral majority.
Don't worry, the politicians have very good systems for making sure the state continues on, even if people choose not to vote. But if suggesting that good people not vote is like suggesting that because it perpetuates violence or whatever, it's like suggesting that good people not carry guns. It only leaves the guns in the hands of the criminals.
Yes.
If you suggest that your friends and neighbors not vote because voting somehow perpetuates the system, you leave the system in the hands of criminals. Further,
that's why I suggest that everyone should stop voting. And that way, if you listen to that advice, you're an idiot and you probably shouldn't have voted, because if you listen to celebrities telling you what to do in regards to voting, yeah,
you get what you result that you expect. I would like to make a further ludicrous analogy. Many people will say that you know what kind of government we'll get from voting, because this is the kind of government we have. But more people have not voted in elections. In pretty much every election, there's very few elections where a majority of people in a given geographic area, a majority of even voters will vote. But there have been a few, certain Barack Obama's 2008 election, and I think 2012 also, a majority of Americans voted. But that's
a majority of eligible voters.
Eligible voters voted. But that's a, I guess you should take the population, because some people may choose not to be registered for a principled stance. So at that point, none of the elections that I know of that a majority of people have voted in. So therefore, we can blame the results that we have today on people who have chosen not to vote, because the vast majority of people have not voted at this point. If you have that ludicrous analogy, then that's the logical conclusion to it, is not voting gives us what we have. 855-450-3733, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live. Only people that agree with me should be able to vote. That's what I think.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized, to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard the commercial for Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay-Zone. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Just got finished with a story about how Google manipulates their search results and could, without their knowledge, or with their knowledge, just change the results of elections worldwide, potentially. And it's pretty scary to consider that the one organization has that kind of power. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
You can get archives of Free Talk Live going back for like a decade at archives.freetalklive.com. We make them available to you for free. So if you want to listen to old shows, you know, maybe you do a lot of gardening. Maybe you have a job where you, you know, can listen to something all day long and you want some content. Free Talk Live provides it to you at archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Dick calling in from Wasilla, Alaska. Dick, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
How you doing? I was actually calling because I'm a little disappointed in you guys. Well, I guess, you know, two of you weren't there last night. But
you listen long enough, you'll be disappointed.
Yeah, I know. I'm not that disappointed, don't worry. But I'm really in the media. It doesn't surprise me, but it shocked me, the coverage of this shooting in Roanoke, or just out the Roanoke, because, you know, it reminds me of that song Dirty Laundry, where everyone just is so soon to get on it, and, you know, I noticed it was funny. I called you 2 days ago, and you didn't have any callers. I called you last night, and you had plenty of callers. And obviously, you know, the shooting hits the ratings and whatnot, and that's what people want to talk about. I just think it's kind of sick. I mean, why even talk about that?
Well, because it's relevant to people in their lives. It's Free Talk Live. I mean, you know, they're experiencing it right now.
Well, I understand, and they see it, and they want, you know, your perspective is more valid, I would say, than, you know, any of the other talking heads talking about, you know, just going over it again, and I, you know, did appreciate, you know, listening to it, so there is, you know, there is that aspect of it, but I couldn't believe the whole, you know, every time I turned on the news and everything I had on the radio yesterday was just about that shooting, and it even bled over into today, you know, I
yep.
really haven't looked at much of the news, but it's like, every time one of these shootings happens, we take one of these shooters and put them on a pedestal, and I just don't think it's a good thing. I think
Who's putting the shooter on a pedestal by covering it and saying, this person's terrible? That's putting them on a pedestal?
Well, like, you know, they talk. They get to talk about their lives, and you know, they're more famous than any of us. More people know.
What's his name?
Bryce Williams. His real name. I don't know his real name, but it's based.
Yeah, right. Vester or something like that.
Right.
But I couldn't name any of the people that were shot. So I'd say that there's a valid critique here coming from Dick that you know, they get put up on a pedestal. Let's talk about this. So I have a position here. We have Free Talk Live. Our audience is not only 250,000 people who listen to the show on a weekly basis, and you know, certainly more than that that listen on a, you know, inside of a month or something like that. But we also have program directors at radio stations. Program directors have an expectation that a radio show is going to do something timely and relevant. And Free Talk Live does probably more stories and more issues that are sort of issues as opposed to current news than most shows do. But we also have to kind of fit in, you know, we have to make ourselves fit that round hole that is talk radio by talking about some things that are relevant. So we try to talk about them from a freedom standpoint as best we can. But, I mean, I guess my question to you would be, Dick, do we tell the consultants that tell us what the program directors want to hear, and these are former program directors all themselves, or current program directors in some cases, do we tell them to take a long walk off a short pier and just do the show that we want to do? Or do we listen to input from professionals and mold the show to fit what the expectation is that we would be?
Well, I would say that you do have to do what you have to do. I mean, if you didn't have a show, what would the point be? And
right.
I guess my point would, I understand that, you know, you guys are going to have to cover, you know, certain things, and there's the expectation to do that. And I prefer the shows that go, you know, delve deeper into politics. I mean, I listen to the podcast, so I hear you guys are talking about voting just earlier, but I don't really know what you're talking about. But it sounds more, and I prefer the more delve deep into, you know, the philosophy of libertarianism and really learning the core of that. But this whole, you know, talking about this reminds me of a story of Kurt Vonnegut. He's an author. Before he really got famous with many of his books, he had a job working for some sports magazine, and his first, you know, gig was to write about a horse that, in a horse race, he jumped over the fence, and he sat there for hours, and he couldn't figure out what to write, and he finally wrote on the typewriter, "The horse jumped over the effing fence," and he left the place. So, I mean,
and so it goes.
So to me, it, you know, busy, busy, busy. But we got, to me, that's what this story in Roanoke is. I mean, yeah, it's sad, it's tragic, but two people got shot, and, you know, what other details do we really need? I mean, there's plenty of people who got shot yesterday, and plenty of them our names don't know. I mean, just because we have a video of this, we got to watch it. I mean, what's the point of watching the video? And
I've not seen
happens.
It.
Yeah, I can't bring myself to watch stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, it's just too heavy for me. I mean,
I'm not going
to
do it.
On the radio, the audio on the radio was hard. I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to listen to it.
I'm a terrible person. I watch it from multiple angles. I watch all the shooting videos because it's interesting to me.
I think,
you know,
it affects people differently. I mean, I was playing one of the Call of Duty games, and some people love those games, but I'm having to tap A as fast as I can to choke somebody, and I'm like, what is the point of it? How is this fun? And to me, it's just scary. And, you know, I mean, I know there's nothing we can really do, and I don't want the government to stop anything, but I mean,
I agree with you that it's scary. You know, this stuff is scary, especially not necessarily video games. I don't agree with that, but I can see how someone can internalize that. But with these real shooting videos, you know, and real stories of real violence, and, you know, ISIS beheading people, and, you know, with just all these things that are now available via the internet. I guess the reason why I find it interesting to sort of watch it is, one, Well, not one, because not in any particular order I hear, but, you know, preparation, if this, you know, if I were ever have to be involved in a situation like this, which I feel like I've come close since, you know, Keen, and being an activist, because there are, you know, people that don't like activists. But also because, you know, this is someone who had conviction behind, like, why, you know, like, you say that people have been putting them up, this guy, this shooter up on a pedestal, and because they're talking about the story, and generally, I find that they're just calling this guy a horrible person. They don't talk about the reasoning why this person did this. And in most of the cases, in most of these shooters, they don't really generally, like, get behind. I mean, there's, you know, supposedly these people have manifestos and they let it out there, but the news doesn't really cover it. It's up to the individual to go and read this and find this out. And, you know, so far all I've heard, and I haven't really investigated into the story as much as I, you know, would like to have to be, to feel informed, but I heard that this guy, you know, was possibly reacting to some serious mistreatment by these other newscasters, that he worked with them at the station, and that there was a lot of, like, racist comments, and then he was fired, you know, after, you know, like, in retaliation to his saying, hey, there's some racist activity going on here, and instead of them taking action, they fired him. So I don't think it justifies his actions in any way.
I don't think that actually explains the actions, because he was fired 2 years ago.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it wasn't he got fired and then the next day went and shot the reporter and cameraman.
Right.
It was 2 years later.
Maybe some mental illness on top of, you know.
It seems like mental illness, Dick.
The fact that this person's reasoning is a little bit different than ours. So the fact that 2 years, I mean, I'm not a revenge person, but revenge is a dish best served cold. So if it's something that's been stewing in them for 2 years, that doesn't make it any different, I don't think.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. That's probably a very valid point.
They had to take the time to write 23 pages. But I do agree with you where, I mean, that's something that the media doesn't cover, and I kind of did. You know, at first I was worried that you guys were just going to talk about this guy for the whole podcast today. But you did get into the manifesto and kind of understanding why. You know, I don't think we'll ever understand why, but to at least get a glimpse as best we can is better than, you know, arguing about what the gun store did when they, I don't know what they're talking about, so I don't watch the news, but whatever.
Yeah, no, we didn't talk about it at all. We didn't talk about it at all until you called it and brought it up.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate
it. Free Talk Live.
855-450-3733. The reason I wanted to talk about it is that people always want to ban guns, but how do you keep crazy people from getting guns?
Right.
Tell me, how do you keep crazy people from getting guns? I don't think you can. Not if you're going to maintain the Second Amendment. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450.
At that range, you could use a bow and arrow.
Hold on. 855-450-free. Free.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per call.
caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.